From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government has struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul's al-Jadida district is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul municipality's chief, Abdul Sadhar al-Haba, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grande is the UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced early Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. A Hong Kong committee has chosen Carrie Lam to be the semi-autonomous Chinese city's next leader. The 1,194-member election committee picked Lam to be Hong Kong's new chief executive on Sunday. She will be the first female leader for the city and is fourth since British colonial control ended. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded in the town of Hamoria. The government offensive comes as the two sides are involved in a fifth round of talks in Switzerland. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant activity and attacks are being given priority. An army general revealed the project during a visit Saturday to the tribal district, including Moman, near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed five Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Saturday, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode, and he said, "We will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Don't worry," Mr. Obama's words. Mr. Trump's words. Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message at a small gathering in West Virginia on Saturday.
Congress just wasn't ready. You saw it. With 100% of House Democrats, every single one, and a handful of Republicans actually standing in the way of President Trump's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. We're back to the drawing board.
Vice President Mike Pence and U.S. authorities say a scuffle broke out Saturday on a southern California beach where supporters of President Trump were marching when counter-protesters doused organizers with pepper spray. Police say the violence erupted when the marchers reached a group of two dozen counter-protesters. This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.